Hello everyone, this is a recording for Passion for P&O. Steph, she asked about cats, and as I'm sure you all know, I have four of the little buggers. I had one of these as a kitten, and the one that died in the fire, I had her as a kitten. Okay, before I start, I think, Steph, you're not really that used... Well, you've got a guide dog, I know, that you've had for a few years. But I remember you saying that she was the first animal you'd ever had. And I don't think you had animals like pets growing up. Forgive me if I got that wrong. I may well have done, but... excuse me. The thing with cats is they are totally different to dogs. A dog will come to you when you want it to. You can tell a dog to sit, and hopefully if it's well-trained, it will do so. It will go and lie down. It will do tricks. Cats are really, because they're solitary animals, they're not pack animals. You can't train them, and they are quite independent, and they... If they love you, they love you, but I'm never sure if they really ever really love you or whether you're just a convenience in their life that feeds them and strokes them when they want it. And when they don't want it, they make sure they're scarce and you can't find them. I like cats. I've always been actually more of a cat person than a dog person, although as I've got older, I think that I feel equal about them now. I think dogs have gone up in my estimation. Then I used to say, I've always loved dogs, don't get me wrong. I've always had dogs, grew up with them as well, and cats. But cats were always my first love. Now I think they're equal. The tray bit is the bit I don't like. I have two litter trays indoors now. I only used to have one because my cats have got their own room. But because they were bullying, the two of them were bullying another one, she's had to come and spend most of her time in the house with us. Well, the others are in the house, but they're in their own room a lot of the time, or outside. And she comes in the house most of the time, and she's got a litter tray in a cupboard, in like a walk-in cupboard, and that's where theirs is, in their own room. What you could do to make it easier, I don't wear gloves. I know it's horrible, and sometimes you get stuff on your hands. I find that when I've got gloves on, I might get stuff on my hands and not realise and then touch other things. So I actually don't wear gloves. When my husband does the trays, he can see, but he wears gloves. I put a layer of newspaper in the bottom of the tray and put litter on the top. That way I don't use so much litter, and also it makes it a little bit easier to clean up. Because you can, if you're careful, roll it up and put it in a carrier bag. The other thing you can get, which are okay, but they're no good for one of my cats, because he lifts up the newspaper and goes underneath on the bottom of the tray, which I really hate. But they're all right for my Pinky, the one that has, you know, she's in the house. Litter tray liners, you can get them in the UK. I'm sure you can get them in Australia. They're like a carrier bag, but they're a rectangular shape. And you put them in the tray. Sometimes you can get scented ones. You put them in the tray and then they go, you know, they go over the edge. And they've got a drawstring round the edge so that when you've finished, you can, in theory, just pull the drawstring and it pulls it all together and you just pick it up and put it in the dustbin. Sometimes they scratch it, though. That's the only thing. And you might get a hole in it. I get a big bin bag and I don't even mess around, put my hands in the tray. I just pick up the tray, put it inside the bag, tip it up, ease it all into the bag. And then I've got some antibacterial floor wipes, which I will wash the tray out with. It doesn't really usually need doing. Pinky's doesn't. But the one in there, the other one does, and sometimes I'll, like a couple, maybe once a week, take it out to the outside tap and give it a good scrub with disinfectant. I also put it on newspaper. I put a newspaper underneath it spread out so that if they have any accidents, it's all right when they're kittens because they're small, but sometimes when they get a bit bigger, they might like stick their bum over the side of the tray or something, and you don't want that going over the floor. For finding them, I would advise plastic bowls. I had a lovely pottery one, and it was black, and it had the boss written in it in embossed writing, so I could feel it. And I gave it to my big, fluffy whack-a-boo-boo cat, the one that does the crap under the newspaper. He's my only male, and of course I broke it at some point, so that was quite sad. So I mostly use either plastic or stainless steel dishes. Collars, if you put collars on them, I would advise you buy quick release collars, not the ones with buckles, because especially with kittens, they can climb up curtains, you know, they can easily get hanged. So if you get one, a quick release one, it's like the dog's collars. I don't know if you have them there, the half checks that you just, or the play collars, where you just put one end into the other. They're like nylon collars and you just clip them together. And then if you were to put your hand on either side of the collar and pull it apart, it would come open. Sometimes my cat, well, I've only got one cat with a collar now, that's Pinky. I gave up with the others because they kept coming in without them, because they obviously got caught on a tree branch or something, and they came off. Bells, you have to be a little bit careful of bells. I've got a bell on my cat's collar, but they can. You have to make sure that the opening, that use very small bells, because then the opening at the bottom is small, because sometimes they can get their claws stuck in it. Blinds are very dangerous for cats. I'm only telling you general things. I don't know if you've got blinds. I haven't. If you've got the ones, actually they're dangerous for kids too. I think I would never have them with the ropes because they can get caught up in them. It is quite useful to have a collar on them with a bell so that you can hear where they are. When you can't see, that can be difficult. When I had a kitten the last time, I borrowed, my mum does cat rescue work, so I actually do know quite a lot about cats. So you can always ask me anything, and if I don't know it, I can always find out. I don't know about vaccinations in Australia, they're probably going to be a bit different, but, and spaying, they might hear what they say to spay the cats, like between 6 and, you know, after 6 months. But anyway, going back, what was I saying? Collars, it wasn't collars. Oh yeah, when I had my kitten last time, the one that died in the fire, well, she was 4 and a half when she died, but I borrowed a kitten pen. I don't know whether it's worth you buying one or whether you can make one out of something. It was just a metal pen. I suppose it's about 3 foot square, 4 foot square maybe, and it has the side comes down like a flap. I think you can also open the top. It's closed in so they can't jump out. And I used to put her in there a lot of the time because I didn't know where she was. And when you've got them in a whole house, the best thing if you can't confine them in a pen and know where they are to be safe, because they can get in so many tiny nooks and crannies, the best thing is to try and keep them in one room of the house, so that you know where they are. The bells do help, but if they're asleep somewhere, then obviously they don't always come when you call them. If you can keep them in a pen some of the time, it means they're safe. You know where they are. They're not going to accidentally get let out, because you don't want them going out at their age. They're too small to go out yet. If you're going to let them out, it really needs to be once they've been neutered and they're bigger, because, you know, they could easily get birds, big birds could even pick them up in the garden, or, you know, I don't know what kind of predators you have out there. We have foxes. Foxes could take them here. And all sorts of things. They could just get lost. They can get through such tiny little holes in hedges and things, and you know, they can easily get run over. They're really not safe to be out at that age. I wonder what colour they are, you didn't say. And how old?